Tech Talk. We put the spotlight on technology every month. Thanks to guests on behalf of OST. Special guest today, Brian Houck, OST Design Director, talking about the upcoming Global Service Design Jam this weekend, where you're looking at, you know, 30 degrees or so. 39 degrees is high. That'll get people designing, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Brian, tell me about your job.
Sure. I'm a design director at OST, and we help companies leverage technology and create touch points that help their businesses and their customers do what they need to do.
All right, let's do layman talk. So why would I want to use your services?
Because we like to, I think one thing that differentiates us is that we walk alongside people as opposed to coming in and dictating what the solution is. We spend a lot of time with you to understand what's right for you and go from there.
So if I wanted to like design an app or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like
we
that.
We do cool. that.
Good. But you're also about bigger venues and bigger because this is a global service design jam this weekend. So what's service design here?
Sure. So we all know services have been around for a while, right? There's different types of services like grocery stores or what have you. But recently, people have become more intentional about services. And there's a series of touch points that you need to create to have a service. And those touch points should be intentional. They should add up to something bigger. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you might have like a car dealership, but how do people get there? What do they do in the waiting room? How do they know when their car is done? And a lot of those can be digital touch points as well as human.
So this weekend is this Global Service Design Jam. I guess, what's this event?
Sure. So it's been going on for 15 years, actually. And there's about 150 cities around the world that do it. And there's a theme that's unveiled on Friday. Then different cities interpret that theme and create services over the weekend based on design thinking methods.
Where is the event where's the jam happening?
It's happening at Open Digital, which is part of OST.
And who needs to attend this? I mean, I guess we'll call this a design meetup about prototyping a service in, 48 hours?
Yeah, so we have business owners coming, we have writers, we have strategists, we have a whole wide range of people.
And more about the goals, if you would.
Sure, so the goals really are to raise awareness of service design in West Michigan. I think we have a great design community, you know, with Design Week coming up. And but I think this is an untapped area locally, and you know we can connect with people, experiment with tools, and go from there.
So Design Week is coming up. That wasn't on my calendar, is it?
That's in the near future.
In the near future. 48 hours. Why 48 hours?
That's a good question. It's enough time to get together and think about a problem holistically. It really could be done, and you can have like a 4-hour workshop on service design, or you might have a 2-month project, but 48 hours is a good chunk of time to get together and work on an idea.
So today's Thursday. Tomorrow looks like it starts 6 p.m.
Yes.
And will people like you, experts like you, be the teachers here, mm-hmm. be the experts?
Yep.
Do you want your participants to prepare or know something before it starts at 6?
No, you don't have to know anything outside of just having a desire.
Do I need to be prepared to spend 48 hours?
That's a good question. We don't intend to stay up all night. So we have a couple hours on Friday from like 6 to 9, and then Saturday afternoon as well as Sunday afternoon. So you still get your weekend.
Yes. And there's a registration here. Walk me through that.
Sure. So it's $25, and that's for the weekend and all the tools that you'll learn and the relationships you'll build. So,
and if I do the math, this is finished then Sunday?
Sunday at 3. That's the official deadline.
Yes. And again, what's the take-home message? What do you want your participants to, when they're walking out the door, to say, hey, this was, you know, I got some things done this weekend?
Yeah, so I think giving people language and skills that they can go back and improve services that they are responsible for. So it's a very actionable weekend. It's not about theory. It's about testing and prototyping.
And is the a key term here, global, the Global Service Design Jam?
Yeah, so it's going around the world, and we're actually going to have a call with the team in Atlanta during the weekend where we see what they're working on, we share what we're working on, but there's 150 cities doing it this weekend.
Great. All right. One more time, where do we learn more?
There's a Facebook page. If you look at Service Design GR on Facebook. You can find more information. We're also on Meetup.
Meetup as well. And you look to have how many people, perhaps?
Right now, we have about two-thirds of the tickets gone, so there's maybe 7 or 8 tickets left.
Great. All right. Be careful what you wish for. The house will be full for the next 48 hours, starting tomorrow night at 6 p.m., this Global Service Design Jam. Thanks to those on behalf of OST, and those would include you, Brian Hausch. Thank you very much, Hauch. H-A-U-C-H. Take care.
Thank you.